for all the saints. As I think about the saints that have gone before us, as I think about those people in my life that have gone before me, as I sing that song for all the saints, as I sing that hymn, there's a lump that always shows up in my throat. My eyes always get a little misty as I think about those that have gone before us. But yet I keep on singing. And for the rest of the day today, I will have that song for all the saints in my heart. And I'll be singing it for the rest of the day today. Now, don't worry, I won't be singing it for you right now. My family and Pastor Steve knows that I can't sing my way out of a bucket. Yet how else can we express the combination of sorrow and joy that comes from naming our loved ones who have died in Christ and are now seeing Jesus face to face? How can we express the combination of pain that we feel at death's sting and that comfort that we feel in the promise of knowing that death had been defeated? How can we express the combination of the anger that we might have that God had taken away that loved one from us, but yet the thanksgiving that we have of knowing that they have come out of the great tribulation and have been washed in the blood of Jesus? Yet we remember that promise that had been given to the saints that have gone before us, that the very promise that had been given to each and every one of us, that we too will come out and be before the throne of the living God day and night. And singing is about as close as you can get for all the saints who from their labors rest. We Christians confess that our mourning should not come from them no longer being with us, but our mourning should rather be the fact that we are not yet with them in glory. We feebly struggle, they in glory shine. From 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, our epistle reading, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will have has not yet appeared, but we will know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is." And so the name for the day of observance is wonderfully appropriate: All Saints. You see, there are particular Christians that God has given to impact the whole Christian church. Moses, and David, and Peter, and Paul, and oh, so many Marys, to name a few. But this day is not about the big names that we all thank God for. But this day is about the names that most would not recognize, but you do. For me in my life, it would be names like Vera and Albert and Steve and Denny, George and Edna and Wallace. And so I invite you to take a moment. Take a moment to think about those names that mean so much to you, of those saints that have been in your life. We ask that you name those in your hearts at this moment. the names that you named with your heart or others had named for you. This might sound cliche, but to the world, they were just one person, but who at least one person, and perhaps that person was you. They were the world. All Saints Day is a celebration that he not only gives gifts to the whole, but that he gives gifts to each of us individually. That God gifts us, his people, so that we might learn what it means to pray. That we might learn from them what it means to love God's word. That we might learn what it means to hear, what it sounds to sing God's songs. And as we gather together, we remember our Lutheran confessions that say that the scriptures reveal three reasons why we commemorate the saints. The first one is thanksgiving to God. From Revelation chapter 7, crying out to God with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." God be praised to his gift of his saint that we have in our heart today. That we ought never to say, "To Daniel be the glory for his courage in the face of the lion's den. To Peter be the glory of his rejoicing at being beaten for the sake of the gospel." Nor do we say at funeral, "To glory be to our spouse, or to our mom, or to our dad, or to our grandma or grandpa, or to our best friend be the glory. Great things that they have done." But instead, we say, "To God be the glory for the gift of our spouse, for the gift of our mom and our dad, for the gift of our grandma and our grandpa, our best friend, for the gift of Daniel and Peter. Thanks be to God for the example that they have been to us." That we give thanks to God that he wished to save all of them, and that he wishes to save all of us by giving his son and giving us the faith to believe in his son. The second reason why we commemorate the saints is because it strengthens our faith. We see not only the saints that are named in the Bible, but also the saints who are very close to us. That they were clearly and truly sinners. That there was a struggle that they dealt with, a struggle with anger and lying, a struggle with worry and prayer. And in our gospel reading, from Matthew, the first four of Jesus' blessings are blessings for his saints. Confess that they lack something before him. That if you are poor in spirit, you confess that your spirit has so much poverty and sin that it is so weak. If you mourn, you lack the ability to keep people alive or even yourself alive. That you confess that death exists because of sin. The wages of sin is death. And you mourn over that sin. If you are meek, we're saying that we deal with stubbornness in our lives that say that my way or the highway. And we say that to God and to other people. That we don't value submission to God in our lives. And if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, you confess that you don't have the righteousness to stand before God. And so you leave your excuses at the door. As we confess that which we lack. That Jesus comes to us and he fills us. That he gives us his blessings. That we are on the receiving end of God's wonderful gifts, the gift of the kingdom of heaven, The gift of you shall be comforted. The gift of you shall inherit the earth, that you shall be satisfied. And finally, the third reason that we commemorate the saints is to imitate godly examples. That we follow the examples of godly people before us. And that they had confessed of their lack before God, and that they had received his good thing, they strove to live a holy life. A holy life that was marked by mercifulness. By working toward being pure in heart, by being peacemakers, by suffering for righteousness' sake. And so too, we follow godly examples. That we have been forgiven and shown mercy. That we strive to live a life marked by forgiving others. That we strive to live a life that shows mercy and praying for our enemies. That we live knowing God's heart of love toward us from Romans chapter 5. God demonstrated his love in this, that while we were still yet sinners, Christ died for us. Yours is the kingdom of heaven. You will receive mercy. You shall see God. You shall be called sons and daughters of God. And so on this day, where our saints have been named, we thank God that they are his saints. We thank God that he had blessed them. We thank God that he blesses us for all that God has done. It's difficult not to break out and want to sing along with the angels in Revelation chapter 7. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. And one day, as I stand before the throne, I'll be able to join you in the song with a beautiful voice. Amen.